I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Back pain is one of the most common medical problems affecting 8 out of 10 people at some point in their lives, and it's the number one reason that people seek outpatient physical therapy. To talk about back pain and physical therapy is Dr. Jody Rush. She's an orthopedic clinical specialist and physical therapist at MUSC. Dr. Rush, what are some of the common back problems that are typically treated with physical therapy?
PT can really treat a wide variety of diagnoses, anywhere from something that's acute to something that's chronic. So your typical degenerative joint disease, sciatica, which is really more of an umbrella term, just meaning symptoms extending down into the leg, or lumbar stenosis. It's also important to note, though, that right now research is saying that low back pain should not just be used as one specific diagnosis, that the reasons for low back pain are more multifactorial in nature.
And what is the goal of physical therapy exactly?
The goals of physical therapy are really to reduce the patient's pain, to improve their range of motion, to address any functional limitations or impairments the patient might have, and ultimately get them back to their previous level of function.
When someone goes to a physical therapist with back issues, how does the physical therapist figure out what exactly is going on to cause the back pain?
As physical therapists, we truly are musculoskeletal experts. So we're going to do a thorough examination. We're going to talk with the patient first and then physically examine the patient to figure out what impairments they have. Is it decreased range of motion? Is it decreased strength? And then we also want to know what their functional limitations are. Are they unable to go up and down stairs? Do they have difficulty running? Are they unable to play tennis? Those are the things that we're after during our examination.
If someone goes to a physical therapist for a back problem, what exactly goes on in terms of treatment with the physical therapist?
So it's going to be a combination. That's what our current guidelines recommend, is manual therapy, which in layman's terms is more hands-on technique. It could be joint mobilizations or manipulations. Then there's also going to be exercise that addresses their specific impairments and functional limitations. Definitely some core strengthening if that is an area of weakness. And then there's also going to be a home exercise program that the patient is going to work on independently.
And how long might that home exercise program go on for some of these back issues?
So initially, more of the exercises are going to be short term. It might be stretching something that's tight in the very beginning to restore normal range of motion. But then as the patient progresses, we certainly want those behaviors to become more long-term, addressing their posture or addressing their body mechanics, perhaps addressing their sleeping position or the way they're lifting their baby. Those things we want certainly to carry over lifelong.
Is it important to have early intervention as far as back pain when problems develop?
There are a lot of benefits shown in the research to early intervention. There's actually a decreased recurrence rate. You'll see a 30% recurrence rate in people who receive early PT versus an 84% recurrence rate in those that don't. It also decreases the reliance on opioid medication. It can decrease the need for invasive procedures like surgery.
Dr. Rush, thanks for this information about physical therapy and back pain.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.